College students already know they're not returning to campus this spring, but what about the fall? Christina Paxson really, really hopes that students can come back. She says it's vital for the students and for the survival of some universities. Paxson is president of Brown University in Rhode Island, and she wants the United States to focus on reopening campuses while finding ways to manage the health risks.
So I think there are two major problems if we can't open up this fall. And the most important one is for our students. And we're hearing that students around the country are saying, if we can't come back to campus, we're just not going to show up. And that's bad for them. It's not just the actual material that they learn in the classroom, and they can do that online, but it's the experiences that they have with each other, with faculty outside of the classroom. It's the ability to do research in laboratories and in libraries. So it's everything that goes around the classroom that adds to the college experience. And the second problem is that it's a financial one, an economic one. Universities and colleges all over the country are major employers. We're some of the most stable employers that there are out there. And my fear is that if a lot of, especially small colleges, can't open, it will be very, very difficult for them to stay in business. And that will hurt their workforces. And it will also strand students who are partway through programs in colleges that can't continue.
So you, in these circumstances, call for an extraordinary national effort to get universities open in the fall. But what is your case that universities are more important than any other business, say, or even my local elementary school?
Right now, we're trying to get the economy moving again. It's all important. So I'm not trying to say, you know, higher ed is more important. But what I want to do is call attention to the fact that the higher education sector is a major sector within the U.S. And I think so far in this pandemic, it's been kind of overlooked. People aren't thinking about the risk that this part of the economy is under.
When you think about reopening your university, Brown, for this fall, what makes a university especially challenging to get moving again in this environment?
The big challenge for colleges and universities that are residential is that we have many students who are living in dormitories. And, you know, colleges and universities are all about people coming together in classes and in extracurricular activities and things like that. And so we're thinking through very carefully what that means for how we operate. You know, what does a large lecture course look like? What does an athletics competition look like? Maybe very different than it does now. You know, in some sense, a university campus is a microcosm of any major city in the U.S. And the public health principles that apply to us apply to the whole country.
So help me understand what day one would look like at Brown if your ideas were put into practice. Does everybody show up at the entrance of campus and get tested before they even set foot?
Yes, I think every student coming to campus would have to be tested for coronavirus. In order to start the semester.
And then they would be tested again periodically through the semester?
Ideally, yes.
Meaning that you're going to have some part of campus that is ready to separate people because you wouldn't want them necessarily traveling home while ill.
That's right, exactly. And, you know, the truth is we're doing this already. We have about 320 students on campus right now, students who couldn't leave, couldn't go home. We have a dorm set aside that has private bathrooms. And that dorm is being used for isolation and quarantine.
So when you scale it, I'm just thinking through what classes look like. That big lecture hall with 1,000 students in it is empty and it's still a video conference. Is that right?
That's probably right. You know, I'm imagining something where the large lectures are captured and students watch them online. And then they come together in small discussion groups to talk about the issues, to work through problem sets, things like that.
Are you going to be forced also to ask parents who are paying for their kids to go in many cases to have a certain risk tolerance?
Every family is going to have to make their own decision. You know, we have some students who have pre-existing health conditions, and they're going to have to make a personal choice about whether they're willing to take a risk of coming back to campus or whether they want to stay at home. We also have many students, though, whose homes are not risk-free either, where their parents are working, they may live with a large number of people. And for some students, actually coming back to campus may be a move towards safety, not in the direction of risk.
Christina Paxson is the president of Brown University in Rhode Island. Thanks very much.
Thank you.